It's Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app and take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. And you know, there's an easier way. Sit in a chair and simply say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you say, Alexa, play Devil Radio. So all you have to do, 24/7. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, questioning the integrity of our elections, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the only voice in the state, shouldn't say the only voice, but by far the strongest, clearest voice in the state, standing up for our elections and standing up for our integrity in our democracy. And I also, I'm going to pose a question to you. What do you think would happen if jihadists were planning a 9/11 style attack on the State of the Union that's coming up on March 1st? Well, the answer is in a novel called Milwaukee Jihad that I wrote that just got released by Speaking Volumes Press. If you want the answer to that, and a surprising answer, surprising involvement of Wisconsin. The name of the book is Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by Matthew Flynn, available everywhere. Well, there's a major piece of news associated with Wisconsin. We're right at the center of it. It turns out that two of our fake electors, Trump electors, who fraudulently certified that they were electors for Trump, even though he lost the election, have been subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. Let's start at the beginning. There's something like seven states that put in false certificates of electors from their Republican parties, falsely saying that Trump had won their state when he did not, and demanding to be certified as the electors. The idea was to give Pence some kind of a fig leaf during that certification discussion on January 6th last year to say, well, it's in dispute, and throw it to the Congress and Trump would have been elected president. Why? Because the vote under the Constitution on that is not majority of the Congress. It's in the House of Representatives. And it's one vote per state. There are 50 states. And like a state like Wyoming gets one vote. And a state like California gets one vote. Well, Wyoming is one congressman and California has 50 some odd congressmen. And there's a slight majority of states that have Republican majorities in their congressional delegation because of gerrymandering. Take Wisconsin. We have eight congressmen. Remember, the Senate is not involved in this. Eight congressmen. Five of them are Republicans and three are Democrats because of gerrymandering. If that had happened, the five Republicans, Fitzgerald, Tiffany, the rest of them would have voted for Trump, but would have said that our one vote should go for Trump, and Trump would have gotten in. Now, that's under investigation by the January 6th committee. And it turns out of the 10 fake electors that were certified by the Republican Party falsely and sent off to Washington, four of them have ties to Rebecca Clayfish, the front runner for the Republican nomination, the Duchess of Foxconn. Bill Feehan, he's on her campaign leadership board. Mary Boustron, on the advisory board of the 1848 Project, which is the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish's political organization. Kelly Rue, R-U-H, an alderman from De Pere. She's on the advisory board of the 1848 Project, the Duchess's, really, her political organization. And Andrew Hitt, who is the chairman of the Republican Party at one time. All four of them have ties to the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. Well, in an update, two of the 10 from Wisconsin of the fake electors have been subpoenaed by the committee, the January 6th committee, to give testimony and produce documents. Who are they and why were they subpoenaed? One of them is Andrew Hitt, H-I-T-T, the former chairman of the Republican Party in Wisconsin. The other one is Kelly Rue, R-U-H. She's an alderman from De Pere. And immediately, Hitt puts out a statement saying, we were just following legal counsel. We didn't know. Oh, really? Really, you didn't know? You were just following legal counsel? Are you kidding me? What, if legal counsel says, why don't you rob that liquor store? That's okay. You're going to do it? No. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. I don't think they were ignorant of the law. I'm talking about the chairman of the Republican Party and an alderman. But there's a famous case going back to merry old England in the 19th century. And a lot of our common law, case law, is based, not all of it, but some of it, on old English cases from a long time ago. In one of those cases, a guy emigrates to England from Pakistan. Now, this is in the 19th century. That didn't happen very often back then. And he killed his wife. He killed his wife because he said she was disobedient to him. He was arrested. He was tried and sentenced to be hanged. And his defense was, that is the law in Pakistan. I was following the law in Pakistan. I did not know the law in England. And the judge ruled, and this rule has followed in American common law. He said, ignorance of the law is no excuse. I don't care what the law was somewhere else. You killed her in England. You're going to follow the law of England. And they hanged him. So for Andrew Hitt and Kelly Rue to say, well, we were following legal counsel. If legal counsel got it wrong, it's on them, not on us. No. No. That's not the way it works. Absolutely not the way it works. And it's not as if you're somebody who came stumbling into the dark somewhere and didn't know anything at all. You are the chairman of the party, or were. You are an elected alderman. You're expected to know the law. And there's something, there's a core decency that I think most people are expected to know. If you were told, why don't you falsely send in an official certificate to the Senate and the National Archives in Washington, swearing that Trump won the election in your state and you are his elector, and you know that he didn't win the election in your state, you'd like to be his elector if he had, you would push back. You would say, that's not right. If you're taught the difference between right and wrong, that's the law. The law is what's right, and breaking the law is what's wrong. So stand by. Andrew Hitt and Kelly Rue have been subpoenaed. They have to show up. They can take the Fifth. They can take the Fifth Amendment. Like a couple of the other Republicans, they can say, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. They can do that. And that's not going to look so good. If they blow it off, it can be referred for criminal prosecution to Merrick Garland. They did that with Steve Bannon and some others. And then the waiting game in the Republican Party is, let's wait for the November election and let's hope the Republicans win and Kevin McCarthy gets in and he'll instantly withdraw all those subpoenas and exonerate all the Republicans. That's what Bannon and the others are doing. Or they can show up and give testimony. They cannot and should not lie. If they did, that's a felony. Some people get up and say, I don't remember. I don't remember. Did you go in and do that? I don't remember. Why did you do it? Well, I think legal counsel told us to it, but I don't remember anything else. What did legal counsel tell you? I don't remember. Who was the legal counsel? I don't remember. You see, they are in a corner, and it doesn't give me any pleasure to note that Wisconsin somehow has this notoriety nationwide. There are 14 Republicans who were subpoenaed by the January 6th commission, because there are seven states. What they did is, starting out, they subpoenaed the chairman of each of these fake delegations and the secretary for each one. The chairman was Andrew Hitt. The secretary was Kelly Rue. That's why they got subpoenaed. There are eight others who should be subpoenaed and may well be subpoenaed. But you have to start somewhere, and that's who they started with these two people. Now, I think they owe us an explanation. I think that the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, owes us an explanation. Four people intimately associated with her and her campaign were involved in this. Four of them. Four out of ten. She has stood up for what they did. She has said that the legislature should take control of the electors. Arizona has a bill pending right now, by the way, to say that their legislature, it's a crooked, gerrymandered Republican majority, from now on will pick the electors, not the presidential primary. That's a beauty contest. They don't have to follow it. Ron Johnson said that, and the Duchess of Foxconn has said that. We have a very stark choice in this state. We have a very stark choice. There are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, calling into question our elections and our democracy. And it's the moment of truth. Do you vote Republican and take away your right to vote for president? Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.